shoot a bath or something when I was a kid. My dad had a commissary, and I'd go to get the bath out for the nigger men. I'd always get me a little piece. And I got tired of shooting. I'd shoot just like the niggers. Shoot it all the time.
Now, about animals you have here, what do you call a bird that could see in the night?
Owl.
Any different types of them?
Yeah, we used to have three or four different type of owls here. We'd have the old big hoot owl that it makes an awful loud noise at night. And you have a little old squinch owl, and ain't big as nothing. He makes a little old fuss at night, too.
That was the one you aren't. Some folks used to tell me that if you heard one outside your house, it was bad for you, something like that. And what you should do is go turn your shoes over in your...
Well, they had all kind of saying. You say twist your pocket, take your pocket out and twist. So if you twist it hard enough, he'd quit hollering and go. And I guess if you twist it long enough, he would go. Them old squeak owls, they didn't stay in one place long. They moved around at night. But those old big owls, they eat a lot of rats. And they catch rodents, all kind of rodents at night. I went back at the back the other night with this boy down here that lived in that house across over there.
Mm-hmm.
He has some hogs back there. And I rode back there with him to his hog barn. And these two old owls back there hollering, they were back there watching for rats. Whether you have hogs or chickens or where you have a lot of feed, you have a lot of rats. And those wharf rats would crawl from barn to barn. They're still barns I used to have. I sold to this boy's dad-in-law. And we had the feed house and the farrowing pen and the parlor. I don't know what they call that feed floor parlor. But you have, it's so much nicer than hog pen used to be, I guess, that some folks thought it ought to be called a parlor. But them old rats traveled from pen to pen at night. I know them owls pick them up because there were two of them back there. They wanted to holler and answer to it, and they were off 100 yards apiece, apart.
Yeah. Good guy. Well, what do you call a bird that would knock some piece of wood all the time?
Woodpecker. You know them things about gone, too.
I know, they're getting mighty scared.
They nearly about gone out of this country. And I hadn't thought about it until I listened to these here do-gooders on the TV, which I don't like.
Yeah.
Talking about the old-fashioned redhead, the woodpecker.
And then the big kind, he was called? You ever hear Lord God? Or a shirt tail or anything like that?
Well, a shirt tail, you call regular old woodpecker. No, woodpecker was white and had a kind of reddish head. He was
uh-huh.
white and had some blue on him. And that white part was, they say, I see the shirt tails out. And that was early in the spring when a woodpecker come out. And I don't know whether they migrated or not. I never have known, but you wouldn't see them till in the spring. And they lived in the region they gone. There ain't no old dead trees for them to make. That's where they raised, and that's the only way a woodpecker would have a nest. It was in an old dead tree, dig a hole in it, see, and that she'd lay her eggs in there. And raise a young in there, and none of those trees around no more.
I see. Now, the kind of black and white animal that smells bad?
A polecat or a skunk.
Okay. Well, what would you call animals that would get in your chicken house, get in the coop or something like that, and cook?
Well, just there's vomits, I guess, but you had fox would come to your chicken house sometime. The old possum was bad about going in your chicken pen and getting a chicken. And we have a few weasels in this country. You don't have many of those. They must not be very prolific, because I never have seen but a very few weasels.
Yeah.
And an owl will come get the chickens at night, too. They'll carry off a grown hen.
Hmm. Okay, types of squirrels we have here?
We have cat squirrels and fox squirrels are the only two kind that I know of. Well, you have a little what you call a flying squirrel, and they're not, I thought for a long time that a chickmunk